USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Researchers say more than 1 million people in the United States have tested positive for coronavirus. Johns Hopkins University reports more than 57,000 people have died from the virus in the United States. President Trump says, though, the experts believe the worst days are behind us.
We're coming back, and we're coming back strong. We built the greatest economy anywhere in the world 2 months ago, and we're going to build it again. We're going to build it fast. It's going to go very quickly.
The 2016 Democratic presidential nominee showed her public support for her successor as the party's 2020 standard bearer in a digital town hall on Tuesday. Clinton's endorsement coincides with growing concerns about sexual assault and harassment allegations leveled at Biden by a former Senate aide who worked for him in 1993. The allegations against Biden were not addressed in the town hall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
An ominous warning concerning the nation's food supply chain has been issued, describing it as breaking. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
The warning came from John H. Tyson of the Arkansas-based Tyson Foods Corporation. In describing the breaking food supply chain, Tyson wrote, "There will be limited supply of our products that are available in grocery stores until we reopen our facilities that are currently closed." Tyson has closed meatpacking plants in Indiana and in Iowa. Smithfield, another meatpacking company, closed its facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and in the same region of the country, Worthington, Minnesota, JBS closed its facility over COVID-19. Tyson writes, in addition to meat shortages, farmers will not have anywhere to sell their livestock.
House leadership has reversed course and says they will not bring the chamber back into session next week. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer made the announcement Tuesday, saying the advice was from a Capitol Hill physician. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As Georgia is one of the states that is continuing to slowly and safely open up businesses, USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky takes a look at what the governor is doing.
Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp defending his decision to begin phase one of reopening businesses and getting Georgia back on its feet after weeks of being closed due to the coronavirus. Kemp responding to a question from an NBC News reporter about the data he used to justify reopening, as some say it's way too soon because the state has done very little testing.
Can you tell us specifically what data you use to determine that this was the safest choice?
Well, I know it may be hard for NBC News to understand this, but all the data is publicly available on the Public Health Department's website. As I've said before, I made those decisions in conjunction with Dr. Toomey and many, many other people following the data, and there's a lot of data that we're following. I mentioned a lot of it today about our ramp-up in testing we're doing.
The Paycheck Protection Program is up and accepting loans from small businesses. Now, this wasn't without a few glitches on Monday, but according to a Republican senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, glitches are bound to happen.
There's going to be some challenges, guys. This thing is restarting. There are a lot of applications, a lot of built-up demand, but they're doing the best they can to pace the applications so we can get as many businesses as possible and to as many lenders as possible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.